comments by the DUP's Sir Geoffrey Donaldson seem to suggest a further softening of the party's previously hardline position on the visit of the Pope to Northern Ireland. There's increasing speculation that Pope Francis will come here next August as part of his visit to the island of Ireland. Here's what Sir Geoffrey told the editor of the Irish Catholic newspaper, Michael Kelly.
I think that if Pope Francis decides to visit Northern Ireland as part of his visit to the island, I don't think there'll be a negative reaction from the Protestant community. There is a recognition that Pope Francis, at the head of the Catholic Church, that a very substantial proportion of our population adheres to the Catholic Church. I'm also bound to say, as a Christian, as someone who's involved in politics but has a strong Christian faith, that you know, when we look at the moral issues of today, I'm looking forward to what Pope Francis has to say about those, because I think that the debate has become very secular. I think that the liberal elements in our society have sought to dominate that debate, and I think the church should have a clear voice on this. And it saddens me at times that church leaders do not speak out enough and with the same unequivocal approach to those moral issues. So as a Protestant Presbyterian living in Northern Ireland, I look with interest to what the Pope has to say about the big moral issues of the 21st century and what they mean on this island and in Northern Ireland.
Well, now, is that a significant shift in the DUP's view of a possible papal visit? It was the former leader, Ian Paisley, who called the Pope the Antichrist in the European Parliament. Last December, the long-term, long-time DUP councillor, John Finlay, he wrote in the newsletter, as an evangelical Protestant, I will not be welcoming a papal visit, and I know I'm not alone. Well, Sir Geoffrey, he sounded like he felt he was speaking on behalf of many Protestants. Michael Kelly, editor of the Irish Catholic, with us this morning. Michael, good morning to you.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Reverend David McElveen from the Free Presbyterian Church with us. Morning, David.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Michael, how significant do you think this is?
Well, I think to put this in context, you have to look, and I think this probably says something about where things are at in the North. The visit by a Pope to any other country in the world, any other region in the world, is not remotely controversial. So the fact that it is controversial in the first place, I think, says something about the politics of the North. But I think what Geoffrey's saying here is hugely significant. They're hugely generous comments, the acknowledgement that not only is the Pope an important world leader, but he's also head of the Catholic Church, a church which a large number of people in the North adhere to. The traditional line from Arlene Foster, as recently as last year, actually, was if Pope Francis comes to Northern Ireland, then she will welcome him as a head of state. Now, that's a classic distinction that people who are hostile to the Catholic Church often make. They'll welcome the Pope as head of Vatican City, but they won't acknowledge him as a religious leader. Whereas Geoffrey is going much farther. He's saying that as leader of the Catholic Church, and Geoffrey himself has been a very convinced Christian, he's looking forward to what the Pope is going to say about important moral issues. So I think that's a significant shift. Certainly, if one looks back to the last papal visit to this island in 1979, when Ian Paisley, the former leader of the DUP, led fierce opposition to any suggestion that Pope John Paul II would cross the border into the North. So I think they're hugely generous comments, and I think they're comments that will be widely welcomed.
Why now? So Sir Geoffrey Donaldson, he's one of the DUP's key negotiators. He's a senior member of that party. For him to even say that he is looking forward to hearing the Pope's comments on moral issues and church leaders should say more, why now? Why this softening now?
Well, I think that's the $64,000 question in some ways. Geoffrey, as well as being a very senior DUP figure, is a very seasoned politician. He's a very deliberate man and a very shrewd media performer. He doesn't speak out of turn. He doesn't say anything by accident. So, I mean, I would like to see this in the context of confidence building, if you like, of trying to demonstrate to the Catholic community in particular that Northern Ireland is a changed place, that it is a place where people's various traditions and values can now be respected. And while the members of the Protestant community will obviously not look to the Pope as leader of their church, because he's not. They do respect that he's leader of the Catholic Church, and he's a very important figure for the Catholic community in the north, but also that as a moral leader throughout the world, he's someone that people of all traditions and none look to for a certain leadership. And I think that's why it's interesting. And Jeffrey, he's very clear in the thing, you know, he's affirming as a proud Protestant, a proud Presbyterian, that he's looking to the Pope to see what he's going to say. Because I think he probably is articulating a sense that a lot of religious people from all traditions feel that the debate has become quite secular, and that there is a push, at least in some quarters, to try to silence the voice of religion. So unity among church leaders, unity among Christians, can only be a good thing in that context.
Yeah, here's the number, 030-30-80-55-55. I wonder how this is going to go down with the DUP base. Maybe quite well. Let's see. 030-30-80-55-55. Would you welcome the Pope to Northern Ireland, David McIlvaine?
I think it's important to emphasise that we feel very sensitive towards the responsibility of the Roman Catholic people towards their church leader, and I wouldn't want to in any way diminish that. But it's not so much the visit, it is what he represents or who he represents. You make reference to Dr. Paisley's comment in Strasbourg that he referred to the Pope as Antichrist. Well, that is what the Reformers referred to the Pope as, simply because he himself takes the position of being vicar of Christ on earth. It's not someone who is against Christ. It is someone who takes the place of Christ. And many of us, from a theological point of view, we find that totally unacceptable. And for the church to claim that there is no salvation outside the church, it is strange that Michael is seeking to advocate a unity that really excludes many people.
Is this a roundabout way, David McIlvaine, of you saying, no, the Pope is not welcome, or is he welcome in Northern Ireland, in your view?
As far as I'm concerned, theologically, he is not welcome. And I think I think there are many reasons for that, Stephen. I think whenever Michael refers to the moral issues, we have to say that the Church of Rome in recent times has failed to deal with the child sex abuse problems that they've had. And instead of excommunicating those who are responsible and found guilty of the most hideous crimes, they have accommodated them within the church. So it is very difficult for people, I think, from a Protestant point of view, to accept that here is someone who is taking the high moral ground.
How do you feel this is going to go down with some DUP voters, David?
I can't speak for the DUP, and I want to make that very clear. I think we have to be very, very open on the matter, that we have a debate before us, and it's not for me to act in a judgmental way. I believe it is important, especially at this time when we're commemorating the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, to say that we have a message that salvation is not in the church, salvation is in Christ, and in Christ alone.
Okay.
There is a major difference between the biblical position on the Protestant interpretation of the gospel and that of the Roman Catholic.
Okay, let's hear what's sent home. Mervyn, morning, Mervyn.
I have to consider the over 800,000 people in this country who identify as Catholics. I think that the Holy Father should be allowed to come here. He should be welcomed here. And I hope and pray that the Democratic Unionist Party sit down and give this some considerable thought and say yes, that the Holy Father would be welcome here.
Well, Geoffrey Donaldson, representing the DUP, has said he will be welcome here.
Well, that's good. I think that's a great thing this morning to hear that from a leading member of the DUP, Geoffrey Donaldson. I think that's fantastic. Now, I hope the rest of them, all the right-wingers in the DUP, feel the same way. Because at the end of the day, the royal family come here nearly every week and they're very welcome. So I would greatly love to see the Pope come into Northern Ireland. It would be, and I hope it's a wonderful day, and it's a peaceful day, and it would be great news for Northern Ireland all around the world.
The commentator Malachy O'Doherty joining us. Is this a softening of a deliberate softening, Malachy, of the DUP's position, reaching out to nationalists?
Well, I think it's certainly a very diplomatic and welcome gesture from Geoffrey. I think David McIlvaine's point is a bit odd, because from that you would extend to not welcoming any religious leader from any other church or tradition. But there is an assumption that the Pope coming here is something that all Catholics would feel good about, And, I mean, Michael Kelly was talking about the Pope being, you know, the leader of Irish Catholics. And nominally he is, but actually Catholicism has changed very considerably in Ireland. And one of the big debates that is happening now, north and south, is over abortion. Now, it's very likely that Pope Francis, if he comes, will say something about that, and he will say something into that debate, which many Catholics would regard as an interference in important political discussions that are happening right now. So it's too easy to assume, you know, that, I mean, there is an element of the papacy, which is like the monarchy, you know, that people are warmed by it, they revere it, it's a symbolic importance. But when it gets literal, you know, the ordinary Catholic in the street today, you know, if you say, how much do you agree with what the Pope teaches? Some of them will say they don't agree with very much of it.
0-30-30-80-55-55. Michael Kelly?
Well, I mean, certainly that's the case. The Pope will continue to teach what he teaches in season and out of season. I mean, Christianity, Catholicism is not and has never been a popularity test. In fact, for most of Christian history, the preaching of the gospel has been quite an unpopular thing because it asks a huge deal of people. So it's certainly true that some people who would describe themselves as Catholics will find themselves in disagreement with Pope Francis, but the Pope doesn't set the church teaching based on what's popular. He sets the church teaching based on what he believes to be authentic, and certainly he will speak out. Pope Francis, as someone who has, I would say, won huge respect from all sections within the Catholic community, wherever people find themselves on the spectrum.
Yes, Michael, but one of the anxieties, Michael, about the Catholic Church in the past was that it was interfering politically. And for Pope Francis to come at a time when abortion is a political issue being discussed very intently, north and south, currently being reviewed in the Supreme Court, for instance.
Did you not read into what Geoffrey said? Sir Geoffrey Donaldson said that he was wanting the Pope to give some type of direction up here, or at least articulate his view. That's very close to what he said, Malachy.
Well, I remember a couple of years ago I was at a DUP party conference and Father Tim Bartlett was there. And, I mean, there is the conservative wing of Catholicism finds common ground with the evangelical wing of the DUP on moral issues like homosexuality and abortion and family law and so on. But, you know, that's interesting, you know, that there's that pulling together. And that does, you know, change the whole, the demography, if you like, of a single division, point of division between Catholicism and Protestantism.
There would be some other elements of the DUP, Malachy, who I dare say will not be happy with this.
Well, I think so. There'll be a lot of people in the DUP who are of like mind with David McIlveen, who has never, you know, shied away from making his position clear and makes it clear in a sweet and diplomatic way. But, I mean, there are people who think that the Pope is an antichrist. The Reverend Ian Paisley in his day would have been out there thundering to oppose a visit like that and would have been whipping up a lot of ardent rejection of the Pope. But so it is. Yes, I mean, you know, there's Geoffrey's got a calculation to make. Is it better that we support the conservative moral issues in line with the Pope, or do we get a better bang for our buck or a better opportunity in rejecting the papacy on theological grounds? And he's gone for the moral conservatism in conjunction with the right-wing Catholics. And good luck to him with that. That's a good political calculation for a man like Geoffrey to make. But the fact is, you know, that it reinforces the idea in people's minds that Pope Francis is coming here as a right-wing conservative Catholic who is going to interfere in the political debates that are hot and contemporary around issues like abortion. And a lot of Catholics are going to say, you know, this is the wrong time for him to come, or let's hope he keeps his mouth shut and keeps it sweet.
Brian Anderson's time. Morning, Brian.
Hello, good morning, Stephen. All this talk about the Pope coming. What is wrong with the Pope, leader of the Catholic Church, coming to Northern Ireland for a half-day visit? And for Reverend McIlveen to quote certain things out of the Bible, those days are gone. I mean, you have world leaders all around the world who have a mark against their name and going into countries and been welcomed. I mean, that's called what it is, Stephen.
What days are gone? And I, what days are gone?
Those, the days of quoting this in the Bible,
those days are not gone for those people who believe that the Bible directs how they should live their lives.
But, William, let's call it what it is. Fair play to Jeffrey Donaldson for saying what he said. But there's other people going to come on your show and other shows. And what they have in their minds is hate for the Celtic Church. Let's call it what it is.
Let me let Reverend David McElveen speak to you. Why shouldn't he come, David, for those people who see the Pope as their leader, as their spiritual leader? What's wrong with that, David? Why not welcome him into Northern Ireland? What's the danger?
I think it's very clear that I am not insensitive to the position that the Roman Catholic people will have towards the Pope.
But you've also made it clear that he shouldn't come to Northern Ireland. Why not?
As far as I'm concerned, on a theological basis, because he represents something that I personally object to. And that is that he claims to be the vicar of Christ on earth. And I think for all...
Yeah, but you might personally object to it. One second. But you're broad enough to understand that there are people with different views than you, and what a society does is it respects people with differing views, which brings me back to that basic question. We know you disagree with the teachings of the Catholic Church, but should the leader of the Catholic Church therefore be banned from Northern Ireland?
I'm not suggesting he should be banned.
Well, you're suggesting that he shouldn't come.
That's right, and that is an opinion that I would want to...
William, I object.
It's David. It's David you're speaking to, Brian.
David, I object all down the years and reading your history books till the Queen, King's coming to Ireland after what they did and their armies did in Ireland. But it doesn't bother me the Queen coming here to visit. I'm not going to go out and protest against it.
But Brian, that is right. And I mean, people do have a freedom of expression. That is one of the great blessings of our democracy. And I mean, people think of Dr. Paisley protesting at Strasbourg, but they forget that whenever Ronald Reagan was at Strasbourg, people protested against his visit. You know, so people do have a right to express their opposition in a constructive and in a compassionate way. And I think this particular debate centres upon a very crucial issue. Is it the teaching of the Church or is it the teaching of the Bible?
Okay.
Now, Brian, you said that the Bible is no longer relevant.
I didn't say it was no longer relevant. What I meant was certain quotes in it, which I don't believe in, certain quotes what you quoted, the Antichrist and what people come out with.
That is what the Pope claims to be himself, the vicar of Christ on earth. It's not
is he a bad person?
Against,
is he a bad person?
Every one of us by nature are sinners, our hearts are deceived.
Does he go out and blow up people? Does he shoot people? Does he do all these kind of things that other leaders of the world have done all their years? Have they done those things?
There's many, many people who thankfully don't do those things, Brian, and you know that.
Okay. Alex is in Lisbon. Morning, Alex.
The discussion when I turned on the radio, and I was surprised in a way. It seemed strange discussing it. You know, if the Pope wants to come here, why not? And yeah, but isn't the Reverend McElveen talking about? I mean, where was he when the Dalai Lama was coming? I mean, there's lots of religious leaders with lots of different religions come to Northern Ireland, and there's not an objection. Why just the Pope? Why specifically the Pope?
I think, as you'll appreciate, it is an issue that has been going on for 500 years now. And there is a real issue because Michael makes reference to the fact that the Pope is the representative of Christianity. Now, we find that as a very exclusive identity. We do not believe that Roman Catholicism is the expression of Christianity. Christianity is based on a man or a woman being born again of God the Holy Spirit, saved through the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is what Christianity is about. It is not the Church plus something. It is Christ and Christ alone.
Yes, but why is it specifically... I mean, why do you not object to the Dalai Lama coming? Why is it just specifically... Does it not just show that a section of the Protestant faith really is not so much pro-Protestant as anti-Catholic?
Okay, Ronnie in Belfast next. Morning, Ronnie.
Morning.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
I have no objection to the Pope coming whatsoever.
So you think this is a good statement from Sir Geoffrey Donaldson?
Yes, I do.
And you would be an Orange man, Ronnie?
Yes. I'm an Orange man. I would back Geoffrey up 100%.
Ronnie, thank you.